Now, but we live in a day in the life of the church where belonging to the Lord and knowing that your future is secure is considered a meaningless cliche. Who cares about pie in the sky by and by? I'm hurting now. I need answers now. And in a certain context, I understand that. Yes, we all need answers now. But you know what? We also all have to live with unrequited love in many relationships, with unfulfilled dreams in many of our endeavors, and with unsatisfied appetites. We all have to live with those. That's part of the nature of this present condition. And self-pity, and envy, and then number six, which I'm about to go to, impatience, all feed each other in a spirit of demand that God get off of it and start coming through for us. Why? When is God going to ever come through for me? And, you know, I just don't see that attitude in the writings of Christians of previous generations. There's a level of sinfulness and in this present culture, Christian culture, that really borders on, if not fully manifests, the very level of unbelief of the children of Israel when they first came out of Egypt that is recorded in Numbers and Exodus that I've already cited. It's like we've digressed that far. People turning away from Christ and embracing all kinds of weird isms and doctrines because Jesus hasn't brought them their particular boyfriend or girlfriend or job or level of income, or Jesus didn't come through with this or that or the other. Whereas our spiritual ancestors, some of them had the funerals of several of their children. George MacDonald, I think he lost three of his children, four maybe. Many, many other believers. I mean, what is failure to achieve a certain professional goal to the death of a child? And yet these early believers who didn't have any of the advantages materially that we take for granted every day, faced premature deaths of loved ones, as I've said, even children. I can't imagine anything on the planet more daunting, more agonizing, you know, on the natural level than the loss of a child. Some of you could well inform me a lot better than I can inform you about what that's like. You've been through it. But you see, impatience, self-pity, all of this stuff denies the resurrection. It denies the redemptive work of Christ. It denies the cross. It denies the sacrifice of the Son of God to purchase us out of this present evil world and to restore us to our true identity and destiny in Him, and to eventually restore the whole creation. Now, I'm well aware it's easy for me to sit here and talk about this. I try to talk about it from my vantage point without getting too arrogant in trying to speak to you from about your vantage point. But I don't know any other way to say it than to say what I'm saying. I've listed things that maybe don't relate to you at all, but I think at the bottom line, all of us to some degree are dealing with a level of complaining and discouraged talk and criticism and cussing to some form, in some form or other, self-pity, impatience. And then ultimately, this all leads basically to depression. Depression has become big, big business in the West. And I don't have the time here to go off on the whole subject, but let me just say this. More and more research is showing, medical research is showing, that placebos produce the same effect as so-called antidepressant drugs. And though there are rare cases where an antidepressant literally can pull someone out of a hole, the credit given to chemicals for the restoration of brain function is way overblown and hyped in order to sell millions and trillions of dollars worth of pills. One researcher at the University of Colorado recently reported that after 2 years of research on psychotropic medicine, that they found that the human body has within itself the capacity to produce whatever chemical adjustment needs to be produced to bring brain function and chemical balance back to the body. Well, who would have thought that the Creator would have thought to make the brain capable of that?